Okay, so last time we spoke about, just to run over quickly, about if somebody misses davening, what should they do? So we first brought down that there's really, it seems from the Gemara, that the Gemara talks about when this man of davening shacharis and mincha and maariv is. And the Gemara Sakasha that how can you tell me that there's a certain zman to daven shachar? We see that if somebody misses shachar, all he has to do is daven mincha twice. So you see that really he can daven the whole day. So the Gemara says that there's something called tefillah b'zmana, that even though he'll get schar tefillah if you daven two minchas, but you're not going to get what we call schar tefillah b'zmana. Then the Gemara had a shiloh. Okay, maybe this is only when we're dealing with the same day. So let's say on one day the day starts at night, right? So the day starts at night, so then you have Ma'ariv and then Shacharis and then Mincha. And the Shaila is, what happens if somebody forgets Mincha? So if you forget Mincha, and can you daven two Ma'ariv because it's the next day? So on this, the Gemara basically said that you could, even though it's a separate day, you can daven two Ma'ariv if you miss Mincha, even though it's a separate day. Because you would think maybe the same day, it's one carbon. The Gemara says no. So then the next Gemara was, okay, so what about, let's say you have Mincha on Shabbos that you forget, and now you're davening Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos twice, or if let's say you forget Mincha on Erev Shabbos, and now you want to daven to a Shabbos. Does it have to be the same Tzura that you're davening twice, that it would have been the same Mincha earlier, or even if it's a new, you know, a whole different type of davening, you would still be able to be Yaitza that way? And the Gemara came out that you could daven twice. If you get Mincha Erev Shabbos, you can daven twice Ma'ariv Bilel Shabbos. And same idea, if you forget Mincha on Shabbos, you can daven Motzei Shabbos twice. Now, if you daven Motzei Shabbos twice, the Gemara said that you should be careful, that you should make Havdalah in the first one. So you say Atachon Antanu in the first one, and then the second one you say without Atachon Antanu, as a regular Shemon Esrei, because you don't have to be Mavdal twice, you just be Mavdal once. Then the Gemara, the Taisus has a kasha that Lamaisa, we know that how can you tell me that Ma'ariv you have to daven twice? If you forget Ma'ariv, you daven Shacharis twice. We know that Tefillas Ma'arivis is a Rishus. So since it's just a Rishus in the first place to daven it, how can you tell me that if I forget it, I must daven two times Shacharis? And on that, Taisus answered that this that we say that Tefillas Ma'ariv is a Rishus, which is a big Chiddush. You know, people think that Ma'ariv is just for like a regular Rishus. So no, Ma'ariv is only Rishus b'negeya if another mitzvah conflicts with it. At the same time, you have to do two mitzvahs. You want to have Ma'ariv, you want to do another mitzvah. Then you can do the other mitzvah. But if let's say you have nothing going on, and it's just you're in the middle of a good game, and you don't want to leave, and then you might fall asleep, that's not considered, that's not considered, oh, listen, Ma'ariv is a Rishus. No. You know, you got to daven Ma'ariv like any other chiyuv. And then there's another Taisus that basically spoke out that Musaf, let's say somebody forgets Musaf does not have the opportunity to do Avatar Shlumin. So if you forget Musaf, you do not daven two Ma'arivs twice. That was that. And then that the Rajba we spoke out, the Rajba said that this that you can daven twice is only at the time that you're davening the next tefillah. So if somebody forgets Shacharis, so he wants to daven again, so can he pick any time that he wants to daven that Shacharis, or does he have to do it at the time that he's davening Mincha? And the Rajba pointed out that the only time that you can daven a second Shmona Esrei to make up for the Shacharis is if it's at the time that you're davening Mincha. So if you're davening Mincha, then you can daven again Mincha. But you can't just pick any time that you want to be mashlim that tefillah that you missed. And then the Rush spoke out that that this thing that they're supposed to daven two Shmona Esrei, which one is supposed to be for the Tashlumin and which one's supposed to be for the one that you're mechuyev now. So the Rush spoke out that the first Shmona Esrei is going to be for the Shmona Esrei that you are davening, that everyone's davening now. So let's say somebody forgets Shacharis, you come to Mincha, your first Shmona Esrei should be for Mincha, and then your second Shmona Esrei should be for Tashlumin for Shacharis. Then we left off with this amazing machlokes over here, that we have, let's say somebody is, let's say, stuck in jail, or he has some sort of onus that he cannot daven for many days in a row. Can he make up all those tefillos that he missed?
This happened to me.
So great. No. So, okay, so what happens if that in that situation? So we bought it, the Rabbeinu Yoina brings two different shitas. That one says that you could daven as many as you missed. So if you forget, you know, someone's in jail for a year, and he missed all those days of tefillah, he can sit down and just daven them all up. And the other man, the Amr, says, no, you only have as far back as one tefillah before this one. So if you forget shachris and you have mincha, if you get mincha, you cannot daven that shachris by ma'ariv anymore. Mm-hmm. You only have till the next tefillah to be mashlim what you forgot. And that's what we're holding. We're holding at the second page over here. It's the tour. We're going to start with the tour. The tour Or HaChaim. So the tour brings down. So how is the tour going to paskin? Right? Is it which like these two shittas is going to paskin? It says Kasav Bahag. Tov lo yispal arvis yispal shachris beis. If somebody forgets to daven, forgets the ma'ariv, he should daven two times shachris. Shokach vol yispal shachris. Let's say you forget to daven shachris. Yispal el b'mincha gimel. You should daven three times mincha.
If you forgot ma'ariv and shachris.
If you forgot ma'ariv and shachris, right? B'tchilo mispal shel mincha. First, the Shemoneh Esrei should be for mincha. The acher kach shachris, and then the second Shemoneh Esrei that he does at mincha time should be for shachris. The acher kach arvis. And then he davens ma'ariv, meaning the Shemoneh Esrei should be for the ma'ariv. Writes the loimer, kol zman shli over ayoyim yeshla shlimit tefilosof. As long as the day didn't end, he can still be mashlim his tefillah. Okay, so this is a little bit in the middle. He doesn't say you can daven as many as you missed, but as long as it's in the same day, you still could be mashlim even two tefillahs before this one. He says, No. The Rishbam says, no, you only have from the time that you forget that you just forgot, the one before that. But if you already passed two times tefillahs, ain loy tashlumin, you're not able to be mashlim. If somebody forgets shachris and mincha, he only davens two times ma'ariv. The last one will be a tashlum for mincha, but shachris he has lost. So the Torah just brings down two shittas. He doesn't. He's not machriya like either one. Then I'll see the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch says sif aleph simin kuf ches ta einenas. So somebody makes a mistake or he is an einus. V'lo yispal shachris. Mispal mincha shtayim. You can daven two times mincha. Harishayna mincha. The first one will be mincha. Vashniya l'tashlumin. And the second one will be for a tashlumin. V'mhipich. Let's say he switches them around, meaning he davens the first Shmona Esrei for shachris and the second one for mincha. Lo yotze yidei tefilo shi tashlumin. You're not yotze. Mitzorach lachzer l'spal. So you have to daven the tashlumin one again.
How do you know that? Turn it around.
That's a great question. We're going to see. That's a great question. We're going to see in a minute. So how do you know which one? What does it mean that you daven the tashlumin first? It's the same words.
Why are you used to the original one though? You're not used to tashlumin, but you're used to the other.
Right, because the tashlumin has to be after the chayv. The second one you had in mind that was meaning for the chayv. So the first one doesn't count, but the chayv one counts. Why should the chayv one not count? Tashlumin can't be before chayv.
You had in mind for it to be for the chayv. You really had in mind to be tashlumin.
What do you mean? I daven the first one for tashlumin. I daven the first one for tashlumin. Right. Let's say I miss shachris. Now I have to daven mincha. So the first Shemoneh Esrei I daven as a tashlumin. The second Shemoneh Esrei I daven as a chayv. The first one doesn't count because tashlumin has to always follow the chayv. But the chayv should count because the chayv is the chayv. The chayv I can daven. I daven the chayv. Why should I not count the chayv? The chayv could follow a tashlumin technically, but I mean the tashlumin just can't precede the chayv. What?
Where do you get that?
Right, no. So that, I mean, that's what it seems. There's no gather about when you can daven the chayv. It seems that the tashlumin has to be after the chayv. The chayv, there's no requirement. It seems like you just have to daven the chayv.
When you're davening, your mind is set that this is tashlumin, or your mind is set.
Right. So let's say your mind is set that this is the chayv. Let's say so your mind is set that the second one's the chayv. This your mind is still set that this one should be a chayv. Why should that not work? So I didn't right. So we didn't see anywhere that the chayv can't work after tashlumin. We just saw that the tashlumin cannot work before the chayv. Anyway, fine. So that's what the mechaber paskins. So that's the same thing. Now, so the Be'er Halacha explains a little bit. What does this mean? Ta einenas. We said, right, somebody makes a mistake, which I think is one of the important questions here. Ta hainu shesavar shehispalel. Mistake means that you thought that you davened. Va'achar kach nizker shelo yispalel. And then you realize, oh, wait a second, I didn't daven. Right? Everyone, let's go daven mincha. Yeah, I davened already. And then everyone comes back, oh, wait a minute, I didn't daven. I forgot, I didn't daven. Usually I daven the early mincha. I forgot today I didn't daven the early mincha. So now, that's what it means, ta. Or you should shakach lispalel. Or you forgot to daven. You just forgot. You're busy, you got preoccupied, you forgot to daven. Look, I'm a sivches. Kosev prima gadim. Nistapakti am besupik. If this following case happens, let's say suffik hispalel shachris leiloi. Let's say you're not sure whether you daven shachris. Let's say, you know, the guy was on his way to Shachris, and he got into a car accident, he banged his head, and he wakes up, and he's, wait, did I get into an accident on my way home for Shachris, on my way to Shachris? He forgot. He doesn't remember. So, the other's man Shachris, and his man Shachris is over now. He's sitting in the hospital now, he wakes up, it's 12 o'clock. And Shachris is over, 1 o'clock. So, then what should he do? Mashlim min chayloi. So, he's not... Okay, so then I guess you have to pick another case.
No, whatever, it's fine. The Shemel Tiknu Dimashlim Bavar Zman El Bevad Eloy Yispalel. So the Be'er Halacha is Mesubik. It
could be that the only time you have to daven two Shemoneh is if you know for sure that you did not daven before. But if you're Mesubik whether you daven before, then maybe they were never Mesakin such a Tashlumin for a Suffolk. So now let's see this Taz. This Taz is very interesting. No, it looks a little more intimidating, but it's very interesting. So, the Taz brings down a little bit of a sugi in Yardaya. So he says, he's going on this same thing, oinena. So somebody is a ta oinena, so he forgets to daven. So this is like this. Biardaya, Simit Shimon, he's going to talk about oinas. Right, we already spoke about what ta is, the Be'er Halacha said, that you just forgot whether you daven or not, or you didn't, you thought you davened, whatever, we just said. Oinena. So Yitaz says like this: Biardeya Simin Shem Amalev Kasev Besiv Beis. The Misha Meisloy Meis B'Shabbos. Somebody Le'aleinu, right? His father dies on Shabbos. B'Matzei Shabbos Lo Yispal. So Matzei Shabbos he should not daven. U'Bebayker Ein Tzarach LeHispal Shnayim. And in the morning, he does not have to daven two times shachris. Kedei lahashlam tefilas ha'erev. Shekvar over zman. So, in this situation, the person would not have to daven twice. This is the halacha. Right? The person is mace like mace, so then he does not have to daven, right? He's patur from the mitzvahs. So, he does not daven Matzei Shabbos. And now, comes shachris. Should he daven twice? So, he says no.
Buried or no?
Right, so it's obviously the knife from where he's potter from davening. The whole time at night he was potter from davening. He couldn't daven. And now Shachris, everything was taken care of, and now he can daven. Yeah. So now, he says, you do not have to daven twice. This is not a case where you have to daven twice. V'loy dami l'shokach, v'loy yispal marvis. This is not similar to the case of where somebody forgets to daven, and he does not daven Shachris. Shem yispal Shachris time. That in that case, we know that if somebody forgets to daven, then he should daven Shachris twice. Kivan shebelayla loy hayachayev lispalo. Because here at night, he was not mechuyev to daven. He was not mechuyev to daven here at night. Vasha'en came somebody who forgets to daven. There he was mechuyev to daven, he just forgot. So that's the difference. Right? You hear the difference? A pretty clear difference. Bayin aval, the guy doesn't have to daven at all. He's potter from davening. But in a case where somebody just forgets, that he was mechuyev to daven, he just forgot. So then you have to daven twice. The kasha of Sham b'sefer Drisha. So now the Drisha has a kasha and over there by Avelis. V'zel l'shoina, this is what he asks. Mikan hoyanir. So from here it seems. To hu adin l'misaseg b'tzarchei tzibor ki yoytzebayi. Bizman hatfila shepoter mil hispal. So from here, I can also learn out that someone who is Isaac b'tzarchei tzibur, and it comes time for Zman Tefillah, Shapata milas b'al. We know that halacha is if someone's Isaac b'mitzvah, he's Isaac b'tzarchei tzibur, he's pater from davening.
Isn't that any mitzvah?
Come on. Well, maybe.
Why maybe. Is he?
It's a good point. It's a good point. That's a good point. Here is, but let's just leave it here for now. Just to, so if someone's Isaac b'tzarchei tzibur, and we know that Allah is someone's Isaac b'tzarchei tzibur, he's potter from davening. Kamash goes with Torah Simit Sadi Gimel. Umitaycha Isaac of his man Isaac Tfilo. Shegam kein ein tzarch lashlim of his man Tfilo shlacharel this baal beis. Aleph l'tashumet. So same thing in this situation. He would not have to daven twice the next time, one for Tashlumin. Kivan Shagam kim is mano isa kayapata minat fila. Kimai ba velas. The hacha, the mali anis the velas, a yasik the mitzvah. What's right? So the Rish is coming to say, it's not a kasha, sorry, I misspoke, it's not a kasha. But he's saying, I want to learn out another halacha from here. The same way that you're putter from davening when someone's an oval. He does not have to daven. So too, if someone's potter from davening because he's Isaac b'tzarchei tzibur, he's Isaac b'mitzvah, so too, he should not have to be mashlim the tefillah that he missed. L'dayti kol shekein hu, says the Jews. Not, Drisha, not only is this a limud, but it's a kol shekein. No, b'tzarchei tzibur gam ki, no, v'navid es Hashem. By here, I'm being oved Hashem at least. I'm being b'tzarchei tzibur by an avelis. The guy's not being oved Hashem. And he could make an argument that, well, he is listening to the halacha that you're not supposed to daven, so that is also a form of avodas Hashem. But okay, let's leave that. But the drisha is saying, lemais over here, a person is actively doing avodas Hashem by tzarchei tzibur. So I would think that kol shekein, you should not have to daven twice.
So,
what did you say?
Yeah, oinin doesn't even have a chiyuv, but nenas is you already have a chiyuv, you just potter.
So what's there exactly? So what's that's. That's the exactly on the right track, and that's exactly what the Taz is going to ask. Very, very similar to what you just asked. So the kasha is both places you're putter from davening. We wanted to say before that, well, the way that the Taz brought down the halacha was is that an aval is putter from davening, but somebody who forgets to daven, he was always chayiv to daven. He just forgot. So when do you have to daven twice? He wanted to say. That's when you're mechuyev to daven, you just forgot. But if someone's potter from davening, then you would not have to daven. So if that's the case, says the Drisha, the same thing should apply in another case where you're potter from davening, like for example, if you're Isaac b'tzarchei tzibur. So that you should also be potter from davening. Then you're also potter, and therefore you should not have to do tashlumen.
What does that mean, Isaac?
Isaac b'mitzvah. Yeah.
So, like, let's say somebody goes to the hospital, you have to go visit them, and you're mitzvah, then therefore you would not do a tashlum.
All right. So, I didn't want to get into exactly when you say Isaac mitzvah patam and mitzvah, but okay. That's why it's a whole sugya. But in a situation where let's say it's impossible that you have to be the one, you have to do it right now. So in that situation, you're the one that has to do the mitzvah. So then you're patam from davening. So that. It, just from the layout, it would seem that the drisha is correct, right? The whole chiluk was whether someone is mechuyev to daven or not. And if you have a patur, doesn't matter where the patur came from, you are putter from davening right now. So now comes the taz niyasekash v'tama ani. So I is tama im yotze dvarim elam epi aisa tzadik. I'm tamua if these words came out of the drisha's mouth. Such a tzadik, if the words would come out of his mouth. The hakol shehu aynes. Any time that you're an einus, mikri potter mitfila. Any einus at all is called, you are called potter from davening. V'kana amrina behedya dim nenas mispal shtayim. Over here the Mechaber says, if somebody is nenas, you have to daven twice. Now tell me, when am I ever going to have a case where I'm an einus, where I'm really chayiv to daven? There's no such case. An einus, rachmana patre.
What's the definition of einus?
You're in a situation where you cannot daven. Whatever reason, you cannot daven. Let's say you're someone sick, unconscious, whatever. The person cannot daven. So how in the world are you ever going to explain the machaber that says, im nenas mispal shtayim, if you're just going to say that anytime you're nenas, you're patur from tefillah, and patur from tefillah, never has to daven twice. Vesu, not only that, I have another kasha. The kasha b'shumas hadash and simin hey. B'misha hayatarid etzel hapakin machmas chayv. Somebody has to repay a chayv. And he's busy. He has to repay this chayv. He can't leave this work without it being a hefsin mamon for him. And then during that time, he misses the zman tefillah. The mikri einus, that's called an einus. Afal gav de machmas mamon, who even though it's because of mamon, that's still called an einus. And still mispalach lekach shtayim. Still, you daven twice. That's what the Shumas Hadashin says. Harei lecha behedya, so he's bringing a rai from the Shumas Hadashin. You see behedya. Afal gav de hayapater v'aisa shashal tefillah. You know, even though he was pater at that time from davening, machmas tirda, the mikri einus, because of his tirda, that's called an einus. So too over here, you're also pater because of the tirda that you're of the mitzvah of tzarchi tzibur. The cholik yirtam oisar chuba trumas adashin he mitam the chashuv kamay tirda the mitzvah. The whole reason of that trumas adashin, if you look, is because he's busy with tirda the mitzvah. So if that's the whole reason, and still the trumas adashin says that you're still chayv to daven twice. So too, if someone's in the middle of a mitzvah, he'd also have to daven twice the next time for tashlumin. I don't understand. It's hidden, the das of the baladrisha. You're going to ask me, what's by avelus? Avelus, you should have to daven twice also. How come you don't have to daven twice? Just because you're pater doesn't mean that you have to, that you're pater from davening twice. Now he says, Meir's B'shach. The Hassam, Efshar Loilis Falal, over there, there's nothing about the person though. He was not alive, he couldn't daven. He was ready to daven. In fact, he wanted to daven. He was all ready to daven. He just found out that his father died. The Yoshev Batal, he's just seeing Yoshev Batal. There's nothing stopping him. Elisha Chachamim Patru. The Chachamim said, you should not daven. Now, Cain ain't shayach shem tashlumin. So, therefore, it's not shayach to have a shem tashlumin over there. The ain ze mikri einus ela petur. So, this is the difference between what we refer to as einus and what we refer to as petur. Masha ain kain kan to who ain by petur. It's not pater. Ela sheyeshel of einus. He's really chayiv. He just has an einus that's preventing him from fulfilling his obligations. Shlo hayachol espalo shein lei panai. V'hava kamei chayla. Like we said, it's like a chayla shein yachol espalo shikur. Calls that mikri einus. These are all called einus. Kivan shuhu atzmai bar chiyuvahu. When the person himself is a bar chiyuv, and just he finds himself in a predicament of einus. And he cannot fulfill his obligation. In that situation, even though the Torah said you're pater, you have to do tashlumin. Masha enkin and avelis, person was not a bar chayuva at all. The chachamim took away that chiv. And that's in other situations, that's where they were masakin tashlumin. So someone who's just an einus, that was the takana. That is what the mechaber is saying when you're an einus. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's not going to now. So let's see how the Mishnah Berurah says it. So now, someone who is Isaac.
What's the tashlumin? What that does? Is that making up? Is that a new tefillah, or it's making up the?
Is it? You're saying, is it a midin tashlumin or midin nedava?
Right. Either it's a nedava, just some
right.
Making it up, and that would, or is it? No, it's the actual.
Right. So
that actual tefillah, and that would make it.
Right, that's what it seemed like to me. That you're making up.
Would be if you could daven 1,000, if you miss half a year of davening,
right.
Nedava, you can make it up.
Right. So
it's not a full.
So that's what he's saying. It's a tashlumen. It's not the nedava.
It depends what.
If it'll be nedava, then yeah, you can technically do a nedava whenever you want.
It can't be a full making up because it's past the zman.
Right, so you're not getting tefillah b'zmana, but you are getting.
Like a fast that gets pushed off from, like, say, the Hanukkah fast gets pushed from Friday to Thursday.
Yeah.
Right, it's not. Is it this a new fast? But it's
not.
Or it's like a new davening, where it's
comes to be
doing the same davening.
Yeah, but even right. So even if it comes to be doing the same davening, it might not have the same, oomph as that. Like we have over here, the same thing. It's not tefillah b'zmana, but it is a tefillah. So it is a tashlumen. You are getting that tefillah. It's just not the same potent as a tefillah b'zmana would be. So yeah, but it's not. It wouldn't be like a nedava. So now, what's lemaisa? Let's see how the mishabru paskins. So what would be by someone who's oisik b'tzarchei tzibur? So the mishabru sings avim oisik b'tzarchei tzibur. Someone who is oisik in tzarchei tzibur. Ayn lo b'soif sim and tzadi gimel mishabru. Ayn prima gadim b'sim and zesh akasav. The nachain shegam b'zeh yispal ach kach lahashlem atfila. Shachaslay. So he says it's proper. They say they bring it down that from the prima gadim that it is proper to daven twice. Someone who's oisik b'tzarchei tzibur. So not like. Not like the Drisha wanted to be Madaik. Ach, b'zeh yispal alaysa b'tayres nedava. V'chash b'davar. So now he says, oh wait, but I want to be choshish for the Drisha also. So even though I'm going to make you daven again, whatever, the Mishmur is saying that even though you should daven again, the problem is if you do it mamish b'tayres tashlumin, you could be running afoul of the Drisha's idea. That the Drisha's idea was that you're not chayav at all. So therefore, the Mishmur says the Eitzah, the best Eitzah, like what Meir is talking about, was just do it as a Teres Nedav. And that way, you kind of are, I guess you're kind of getting some sort of Tashlumin, but you're also at the same point saving yourself from the Drisha's problem by having it as a Tilos Nedav. But when you do a Tilos Nedav, the halacha is that you have to be Mechadish something in the Shemoneh Esrei. We don't do this Bezman as that, but you have to be Mechadish something. You can't just be the same exact Shemoneh Esrei. You have to be Mechadish something. And don't ask me what it is, because I don't know. I don't know if people have been mechadish. So then the next Mishabur says, mincha. Okay, so then the next thing was, Yishadavin. Well, he said, Yishadavin twice, mincha. He says, Ukeshushliach tzibur. Now let's say you're the chazan. So what happens? By the chazan, you're going to be davening Shemana Esrei again anyway. So can your second Shemana Esrei as the chazan be also with Tashlumin for your shachar? So I mean, you don't want to, as the chazan, you get up there and you're like, oh, wait a second. I forgot that I didn't daven shachar. Now if I take twice as long, and I have to daven chazar as a shatz, it's not going to be a good idea. So the Mishabura says, "Ukeshu shliach tzibur yoytzei dei hashlam mashmachzor atfil b'kol ram." No, you do not have to daven a third one. You can just daven. You can be yoytzei with chazar as a shatz as your second tefillah. V'chaven ba b'shvil atzmai l'tashlumin v'gam lo hoytzei ba mishein b'yaki. You can just be mechaven in twice, which is an interesting idea because someone who is not a baki, so he wants to be yoytzei what now? He wants to be yoytzei mincha. You're having in mind that this is to be a tashlumin for shachris. Somehow, this person could be yaitza. You hear this problem over here? This person wants to be yaitza shachris, mincha. You want to be a tashlumin for shachris, and somehow, both of that one tashlumin esrei can be for both. Which is, I'm not sure how that works.
How's he being yaitza mincha?
Somebody who's not a baki, somebody who doesn't know how to daven. So, chazar sashas.
You can just listen and say amen.
Right, so we said that someone who's not a baki doesn't know how to daven, so he can be yaitza with chazar sashatz. That's really why they're misakin chazar sashatz, right? So somebody comes in, he doesn't know how to daven, he wants to be yaitza mincha. He comes in and he's having in mind that whatever the chazar sashatz is, I'm going to be yaitza mincha. But that person who's davening, the chazan, is having in mind that this second shmanesh should be for shachris. So I don't know how that works. Mm-hmm. But the ma'aseh mishabru is saying it's an eitza. So okay, you can take the mishabru's word for it. The next thing he says is shtayim. So he should daven twice. He says, now, why can't a person have a better Eitzah? There's going to be Chazar HaShashatz anyway. And we know that there's this thing that someone who's not a Baki can be Yaitzah with Chazar HaShashatz as a Shemana Esrei. So I miss Shachris. Now I'm going to daven Mincha. Now I don't want to daven twice Mincha because I want to hear Chazar HaShashatz. So why can't I do this? I'll just be Mechavin by Chazar HaShashatz that this second Chazar HaShashatz, this Chazar HaShashatz should be for my Tashlumin.
Yeah, why not?
The same way it works the other way, right? The same way the Chazan can use it as a Tashlumin for himself, why can't I tap into it? Even though he wants to be Yaitza Mincha, I can go tap into that Shemana Esrei to be my Tashlumin. Now again, I don't know how it would work because the Chazan is happening Mincha now and you want to be Yaitza your Tashlumin for Shachar. So the same idea, I don't know how it's working, but it should be an option. So he's saying, V'ein dai, it's not enough. She chavim l'shmei mishliach mishatz. The lotzei spa b'shvil atzmei l'tashlumen. Bein avar sha'av ravis oi shachris. The like tiknu she yotze b'chazor sashatz el dafk mishen abaki. Because the whole takon of chazor sashatz was only to be yotze someone who's not a baki. If you know how to daven, you cannot be yotze with that shmon esrei. Umikamakim, listen to this. He does give you one, well, he gives you a hetem. Umikamakim, bidi evet. Yotza im hayaze b'shvil hashlamas tefilas arvis. If this is a tashlumin for amarv, so you missed marv, now you're davening shachris, and you want to be yotza with the chazar sashatz for shachris, bidi evid, if you had in mind that you should be yotza with the chazar sashatz, your tashlumin for shachris, for marv, he says you could be yotza. Even though we said normally, even b'di'evet, someone who knows how to daven cannot be yaitze with chazar asashatz. Mikamakim b'zeh shehila tashlumin b'shvil tefilas arvis shehi reshus kila. Since we know marv is a tefila reshus, and again, we said exactly what that means. It's not really a full-fledged tefilas reshus, but we see it is on a different madrig than every other davening. So, then chakras and mincha. So to get that coupled with you trying to be yaitza with chazar sashat, even though normally chazar sashat wouldn't help you because you are a baki, you know how to daven. But for Myriv and it's bidi evan, so all these three things together, the Mishnah Berurah will give it to you. He'll allow you to be yaitza your dintar shlumim with that.
This is where the guy forgot Myriv and he's now davening chakras.
Yeah, and he wants to be yaitza with chazar sashat, his tashlumim. Okay, we'll stop here.